This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Again, Alice 97.3, Sarah Minnie, Alice's Morning Show, good vibes and variety. Happy Tuesday.
I like that guy. Somber,
yeah.
He caught some crap online from some influencer who said, I went to his show, she's like the ripe age of 25. And she said, and it's a viral video now, so he had to, you know, comment on it as well. But she said, his show's full of young people. And he's skinny.
Wow.
He is skinny.
That is some very cutting criticism.
You know, I'm paraphrasing, but I thought, oh, so he's a moderate. Like, I went and saw Fall Out Boy in 06, and it was all little kids. All. They were selling snow cones. They had a section in back for parents to hang out, like a roped off spot, like you're a parent, hang here, let your kids do their thing. And there was a pickup line like at school. It's literally out there with cars in line to pick up the kids. I was shocked. I didn't know, but you know, that's out there. The show's for the kids. Somber is apparently the new young, you know, hot thing.
I went to see Renee rap last week at Bill Graham, and it was the same thing. I felt like the oldest person there. Oh. But I thought it was a cool opportunity to see what the youths were up to.
When you say young, like what you're talking about sounds like children.
Young, yeah. Like
person said young, that everyone's really young here. Are we talking about teenagers who, you know, could find something to relate to in these, in Renee's music or in Somber's music?
Yeah, it was teens and early 20s.
And I'm talking about
kids.
Well, no, there were like 12. Yeah, kids. That's a kid. Yeah, okay, then that's what it was. Yes, I was really surprised.
Right,
Fall Out Boy rocks.
Yeah,
so I didn't know. I was tall.
Gotta love that.
Imagine,
you know,
that happens to a guy for the first time in his life. He's walking around like, hey,
everyone's shorter than me. Just got me too tall. Or Cool Breeze, one of those.
Cool Breeze is best. That's sure. I answer to that.
This part of the show is brought to you by Creative Energy. Do not miss out on the great rebate event on High Life and Limelight Spas at Creative Energy. It's through the 27th. You can save thousands and finally bring home the spa you've been dreaming about. I love my hot tub. And as this weather, as it's getting cooler, although the last couple of days have been pretty warm, but as it's getting cooler, you open it up and like the steam comes out. And oh my God, I have a tub of hot water right here in my backyard. Visit creativeenergy.com and geek out yourself. Geek out on your own time. So I read this. Oh, first I want to start by saying, if you're watching Chad Powers on Hulu, the reviews are pretty good of this.
I love it.
Episode 5 is out tonight. Are you caught up on it?
Yeah. That's one I watch as they come out.
I'm going to let it build up because I definitely, like, even I could tell I was going to like it just based on the little bit I've seen. And then when you came and said that you loved it. Chad
it's
Powers
bingeable.
Is,
yeah.
It's Glenn Powell, but he's like playing a, is it a college
quarterback? So he plays this quarterback that was a star at Oregon and had an incident at a game where he dropped a ball on, like, by accident going in the end zone because he was celebrating too soon, and then ends up like pushing over a kid in a wheelchair. Just like, he's just an a-hole, like a complete a-hole. Nobody wants him. Can't get into the NFL, can't get in even to the XFL, and he finds out that there's a college that needs an open tryout for a quarterback. And
so he puts on a disguise, his dad is makes up a name.
Yeah, his dad is a prosthetics guy, so they sell it. You know, that, like, this is real makeup, this is really prosthetics. And he goes in and he becomes this guy from West Virginia that is not real bright. Oh. And
that's insulting.
Yeah.
Yeah. How can you watch that?
But it's just, it is good, and it every episode you're into it, and it ends well.
It seems fun.
It's fun.
Yeah. Chad Powers, fifth episode on Hulu tonight. I was looking at this thing, and actually, when we're done here, I'll post it up. It's on BuzzFeed, and it's about actors who are basically paid a ton and didn't do much for it. And or it got paid for a thing that they never even had to do. So I want to play it like a game. In Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol, Ving Rhames does a 39-second cameo. He's in it, just clearly one scene, just a very short, not even a minute on screen. What was he paid for that?
Well, I'm going to say...
Ving Rhames, by the way, if you don't know who that is, I think I know him best from Pulp Fiction.
Absolutely.
Pretty far from okay, Butch.
Yeah. Mm. We're okay.
I'm going to say $3 million.
$3 million for 39 seconds on screen.
I'm going to say 12.
Oh, boy. $12 million.
How many seconds?
39 seconds on screen, and he walked away with a big paycheck.
10.
So you say 10, you said 3. It's a point for Bob. Bob, it was 7.7 million. $7.7 million, and I don't know how much work he did. I don't know if they cut a bunch of his scenes, but 39 seconds is what he ended up being.
What you have to remember is he is a character in that world through all the movies.
Oh, he is.
So I don't remember why he wasn't in Ghost Protocol.
He was in it for 39 seconds.
I know, but that's basically not in it. I don't remember what that was all about, but he is a character. He's part of this world. He's part of that team. So it's not, it's because he's part of it all that he got that paycheck. It's not because he's so good for 39 seconds. You know what I mean?
I wonder what does that divide out into? Like, it's just so
And
much
in the
money.
Last, the very last movie, he's the voice that does this long speech about humanity. And it's cool, and it's important to the whole series as they put a...
As they wrap it up.
They wrap it up. So he's someone I'm sure they wanted to keep part of the deal through the end.
Here's your next one. Michael Keaton did a cameo. We will never know how long this cameo was. It's in the Batgirl movie that never even got released.
And he got paid for
and
that.
And he got paid. What did Michael Keaton get paid for a cameo in the Batgirl movie that never even got released?
$1 million.
$1 million.
$5 million.
$6 million. That's another point for Bob. He got $2 million. Mm. How about Benicio del Toro? He got paid for a movie called American Gangster, and he wasn't even in it. The movie got delayed, and then he was replaced because they delayed it too long. But he had a pay or play deal, which is a contract you sign where I've agreed to do this, you've agreed to pay me. Even if I don't end up doing it, you still have to pay me. So he got paid no matter what. How much did Benicio del Toro get paid for the movie American Gangster that he wasn't even in?
$4 million.
Half a mil.
$3 million.
That's a point for Maddie.
Woo-woo.
$5 million for nothing. Because the project was shelved for a few years, Denzel Washington also got paid out on that movie. And then they made the movie and he got the same amount again. I've never seen the movie American Gangster.
Is this the one with Ethan Hawke?
I don't know.
What is American Gangster, Maddie?
We're going to look it up.
I didn't see that.
So Benicio del Toro never even gets into the movie. He gets $5 million. Now Denzel is the star of this movie, apparently. Mm-hmm. So the project was shelved. Denzel Washington, the star, also received his negotiated fee for the version of the movie that never happened. And it is, I will give you this hint. Benicio got $5 million. Denzel got more than that.
By the way, American Gangster, Russell Crowe's in that movie. And Josh Brolin.
Oh, some big stars.
It's based on a real gangster, Frank Lucas.
Oh.
What?
All right.
Okay, I'm going to say $8
million. $8 million.
10.
What do you think, Maddie?
7.
That's a point for Bob. He got $20 million twice.
I have never seen this movie. I don't, that is, it's crazy.
They had a budget though. That's for sure. So he gets the $20 million when they delay the movie. That's the pay or play clause. And then they said, okay, it's back on. And he got paid again.
It's a 3-hour movie. The budget was $100 million, which they clearly went way over by being...
Well, he got $40 million of that.
I mean, my goodness. Wow. Okay. Well,
all right. A good Rotten Tomatoes score, 81%.
Well, maybe something we should watch. Sean Connery did a single day of filming for Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. What did he get paid for one single day? It's a very short appearance in the movie. What did Sean Connery get for one day of filming Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves? Maddie, you're first.
$10 million.
$2 million.
$3 million.
He got $250,000.
Oh.
That's a point for Bob.
Oh, my God. Bob.
He owed somebody a favor, obviously.
He asked for $1 million, and they negotiated him down to $250,000.
I was thinking of Training Day, which is the movie that...
Yes.
You remember that one?
I do.
That was a big movie.
That was a big movie. All right. Jared Leto in Suicide Squad. He was on screen for 7 minutes. He played the Joker. This was not the standalone Joker movie, but Jared Leto plays the Joker in Suicide Squad. He earned a certain amount of money. And he was on screen for 7 minutes. How much did he get? Now, Bob, you're first.
$8 million.
Yeah, I mean, he's not as red hot as he once was. That is for darn sure. Not to mention the bomb that was Tron, Ares. But and this didn't do well either, did it? Or did it?
Suicide Squad's pretty big. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they did a sequel to
and
it.
And a bunch of spinoffs.
Peacemaker kind of spun off from that.
$5 million.
$5 million, says Vinny.
$4 million.
This is a point for Bob. He got $7 million. $1 million per minute of screen time. Is that me? I think it is.
Your phone was happy for me.
Oh, it's me. Whoops.
It's me. Meryl Streep did a 5-minute cameo in Mamma Mia. Here we go again. What was she paid for that? Meryl Streep.
$3 million.
$3 million.
How many minutes?
5 minutes of screen time. Meryl Streep, acclaimed actress.
You said 5?
I did say 5.
No, you didn't.
You said 3.
You said 3. I said 3.
I'm going to say 5.
5. What do you think, Vinny?
4.
She made exactly $3
million.
That's 2 points for Maddie. How about Robert Downey Jr. for 8 minutes of screen time in Spider-Man Homecoming?
This one's
is this the one where he's like gives the kid a pep talk and
I don't
you can
know.
Do this, Spidey?
They're all very mixed up in my head. But yeah. Yes.
And by the way, they also say he didn't even like his face is only showing for a certain amount of the time. Like it might not even be him the whole 8 minute because he's in the Iron Man suit.
Right.
They don't need him for that.
$10 million,
says Bob.
Yeah, I'm going to go 15.
15 for Vinny.
11.
11 for Maddie. It's exactly $10 million. Oh, that's 2 points for Bob. Okay, this one is, I like this one. And there's a range in here. So I don't even know how I'm just going to tell you this one because the range is between $10 million and $25 million. This is Vin Diesel who did I Am Groot. Every time it got said, he's not in the movie. His voice is in there. I am Groot. And one time he did say, "We are Groot." He's the voice of Groot in the Marvel movies. Even though he only says, "I am Groot," they say between $10 and $25 million. How about this one? Draco Malfoy. Did you know he's played by Tom Felton, who I don't even think acts anymore. I see him occasionally.
I think he's still acting, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he did say, like publicly, though, that he's not as into it as you would expect.
Right.
I think he's reprising his role in Harry Potter and the Cursed Child on Broadway right now.
Oh.
I think.
They say that Draco Malfoy, who is such a crucial character, and they've cast him so well in those movies.
Yeah, he does a good job.
Over the course of all 8 Harry Potter movies, how many minutes is he actually on screen?
Oh.
All 8 movies, how many minutes is Tom Felton on screen as Draco Malfoy?
Oh, like 29.
29 minutes.
45.
45 minutes.
32.
You said 29? That's a point for Maddie. He was on for about 31 minutes.
Dang.
31 minutes total. Incredible. How much did he get paid for them?
In total?
In total. The money that he made off of all of the Harry Potter movies.
Like 15 million?
15 mil.
50 million.
50 million.
14 million.
He made exactly $14 million.
Come back, kid.
I'm just taking my answers and whatever.
Let me find a couple of these here.
Don't you know, that's how the game's played, lady.
How about this? And voice actors get a ton of money. If you're a big name and, you know.
You know who is? You cannot escape Owen Wilson.
Right.
Owen Wilson is Xfinity ads. He's Wells Fargo. He is. And his voice, you know it instantly.
Ka-chow.
Yeah, well, there's that too, right. Obviously. But yeah, right now he's Wells Fargo. And you just go, oh boy, this guy.
So Cameron Diaz plays Fiona in the Shrek movies.
Uh-huh.
And so for Shrek 2, it took her 2 5-hour days to do all the voice work as Fiona. And she once told Ellen DeGeneres what she made. So 10 hours of work. What did she make for playing just for Shrek 2? Just the voice work. What did Cameron Diaz make playing Fiona in the second Shrek movie?
$10 million.
$10 million.
That's the number that was in my head as well.
20.
20 says Bob.
$9 million.
It's exactly $10 million. Vinny, you have not gotten a single point.
I know.
Bob and Maddie are tied at 8. Only because Bob got a question about somebody's net worth. I think Dave Chappelle's net worth correct earlier. So I'm going to give you guys one more, and this is going to be a tiebreaker. Let's see. Let's do Nicolas Cage. He was supposed to be in a movie called Superman Lives, and he got a pay or play deal for that. They were ready to roll on it, despite the project getting shelved. He did get paid. What did he make?
20.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I'll say 21.
20 is the exact right answer.
Oh, my Everybody God, Bob.
It's Bob all the way for the win.
It's so funny, Vinny, you mentioned Owen Wilson. I saw this thing on Instagram yesterday that Owen Wilson has made $135,000 just saying the word wow.
$135,000 or million?
Yeah, $1,000.
Oh, $1,000?
Just from the word wow, because they broke down like how much money he's made versus how many words he's said and how many times he's said wow in movies, which is 102 times.
Oh my God.
He is, and he's good. He is good.
He's
a likable guy and all that, but I definitely
he's definitely good.
There he is playing the Wells Fargo app.
And I mean, like, we acted together in a movie, so I'm
oh boy.
You're partial, of course, right. Yeah. We were in a movie together.
Part of his career. Right.
Yeah, I interviewed him in the movie. You know.
Yeah. Oh, right.
I found him in Radiator Springs.
Yeah. We have found him.
We found McQueen.
What's coming up in the news?
Is that the line you give?
I've got a few lines. That is, hey, everybody, we found McQueen. And then it's, hey, is it true you were in rehab? And I ask him another question. And then, hey, everybody, McQueen's leaving. And everybody follows me out.
Wow. Yeah.
Thank you.
If you're traveling for Thanksgiving, I'll tell you, when is the best time to buy tickets right after these?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Who cares, baby? I think I want to marry you.
Marry. Yeah. Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Good vibes and variety. 6 a.m. Thursday morning. Make sure you have watched The Black Phone and then join us for Bob's Movie Club so you can tell us all about it.
I'm so glad you just reminded me because I honestly had, I got to do that.
So I do these little reminders, yeah.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Jumpstart MD makes weight loss easier. Save $200 this October and choose a plan that fits your life. Call 855-JUMPSTART or visit jumpstartmd.com. Those weight loss drugs, man, they are all the rage.
They are really something, too.
I've got a story here for... Oh, there it is. This is about those drugs, just real quick.
The GLP-1 drugs?
41% of GLP-1 users credit their weight loss with career advancement.
Oh, really?
Including raises, promotions, and new opportunities.
Oh. That's, I mean, good for them, but that actually is such a terrible reflection on us as people.
41%.
Yeah. That's crazy.
That is crazy. So there, anyway, there you go. Sunny today and a high of 80. So nice days this week, and then we've got rain towards the end. Mm. The World Series is now set. The Dodgers will play the Blue Jays beginning Friday at 5 p.m. There's that.
Who do we like?
We're obviously going
the Blue Jays.
The
right?
Blue Jays, okay. Yes.
I couldn't care less.
Canada.
Yeah, we're going full Canada.
Yep. Okay. If you're flying for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
That means you're one of those people who has to make plans.
I am flying for Thanksgiving.
Me too.
I don't do that stuff. That's not my thing.
Right.
I'm like, you know what I like? Being home.
Yeah.
I'm going to go surfing and just hang home.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Christina
will go. Is that what you guys
go,
are going to do?
No, absolutely not.
Are she you will flying?
Go, no.
Okay.
But she will absolutely go. I've already got our place. We're all set. We're going to Tahoe for things, you know, or whatever.
Yep.
And that is that's how that happens at my house. Because otherwise,
that's nice. She's a planner and she puts it
like
together.
I like it. I'm just telling you. I don't think of these things, but I'm here to report them.
Yeah. A lot of times, John's will be setting stuff up, and he's just like, "So, here's a couple options," and I'm like, "I don't. Just tell me what we're doing.
Where do I, when do I need to be ready to walk out the door?"
But he's putting so much work into putting the whole thing together that I feel bad if I'm not like, oh yeah, oh well, let me consider that carefully.
I understand.
What do you think? You're amazing. Thank you for planning everything.
If you're flying for Thanksgiving, you may want to buy those tickets this week.
This is the week.
This is the week.
Okay.
A travel report from Google found the best prices for Thanksgiving plane tickets tend to be 35 days before you want to travel.
Mm.
Now, Thanksgiving is 37 days off, and you're probably not looking to fly on that day.
Right.
So this is the time to go get those tickets.
We did fly on Thanksgiving last year. We went and had just like a lunch in New York, and then, you know, got a plate of the turkey and everything. And then we went to the airport, and it was dead.
Oh, that's nice.
It was actually the day to fly.
Except it's not, because you didn't experience Thanksgiving at all.
Yeah, well, we were with our kids, and I was very thankful for that. And then we went and just had a plate of turkey. Right. But we didn't make turkey. We didn't have leftover turkey. So right. You are kind of giving up that stuff.
I used to always fly on Thanksgiving, and everybody's in a good mood. The people working are in a good mood because there's not that many people there.
Mm. And they're getting, you know,
double time,
holiday pay.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, no, that is definitely... No line to get a rental car, everything.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about this too, that whole single person who doesn't want to feel like they've got to make this whole thing a thing.
Right.
Find themselves going, you know what I'll do? I'll work and make double, triple time, whatever they're paying. And and I'll be happy. I don't have to.
Right. I don't have to go figure out whose house I'm going to.
Run around. Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Well, anyway, I actually do love the day of Thanksgiving is wonderful. There's yes. football. There's hopefully you can.
And you eat and then you just sit on the couch.
Something gets
and
you in
chat,
the spirit. Right.
And, right. So it is hard to travel.
They say the good news is you can still get decent prices up to 24 days before you fly. So if you need to wait a week or two before you know your plans, you're okay.
Well, the window opens now.
Right. But the window's open now for the best prices on your Thanksgiving Day airline ticket.
Can I also say use an incognito window every time you look at any prices on tickets, because it is a proven fact that they will to make you feel like, oh, I better buy now. They raise the prices up and they know exactly how many times you've looked and what flights you're trying to get on.
I find the incognito mode very useful.
I'm sure you do, Zither. Nothing.
Right. Also, Thanksgiving theme here. Believe it or not, we're only about a month away from Thanksgiving and there's bad news.
What? Is there a turkey shortage?
There is a turkey shortage.
No, there is not.
According to the American Farm Bureau Federation, America's turkey flock decreased to its smallest size in 40 years thanks to a resurgence in bird flu.
Oh, no.
And so turkey prices are going to be about 40% higher than they were last year.
Oof. Suspicious.
Convenient. Mm.
Well, this is one of those things. I was just talking to Sandy yesterday. That's my mom.
Hey, Sandy.
On the phone. And we were talking about, I remember her coming home with bags of groceries from the grocery store. You know, she would shop for three boys and her husband and for the week.
Yep.
And she'd be like, it's outrageous what I just spent on groceries. And she couldn't have foreseen two bags of groceries at Whole Foods being $200. She just couldn't have seen that coming. Like,
right.
Back then it was eight bags for $50.
Right. And you were, and was she a coupon cutter?
Yep.
Yeah. My mom was too. She had like the little like coupon wallet and she'd flip through and can't get that kind. You have to get that kind because I have the coupon.
I definitely am, you know, okay, I'll enter in my wife's phone number for the
yes.
What is it? The prime yep. price, but it's still outrageous what you spend. And I guess because she used to, you know, figure it all out, she would work through all the food. But we do like two bags of groceries for about 3 days. And then I got to go back and do it again in order to keep everything fresh and make sure that groceries are outrageous. And your turkey will be 40% higher this year. Just warning you. So maybe if you see some coupons for turkeys, jump on that.
Yeah.
That's the other weird thing. If there's a shortage, I've already found myself going, what size and when can I buy it? Or can we clear the freezer out?
Right.
Because
if you buy it right now, I'll bet it's the cheapest it's going to be.
We're way better off.
But storing a giant frozen turkey is a lot.
Butt. But also you want turkey on Thanksgiving, or
sure
maybe
do.
You don't. Maybe you're good with lasagna.
Or tofurkey.
No.
Oh, don't look at me. I don't want it.
Okay, well,
saying,
don't say that word into a microphone then. No one wants that. Actually, our friend Leslie wants that. But everybody else is like, tofurkey? Tofurkey off.
Mm-hmm. All the way.
All the way off.
The 707 said, there's a ton of turkeys in my neighborhood. I can agree. Alameda is overrun with turkeys.
Yeah,
I almost hit one the other day.
The turkeys are actually, I'm surprised by the number of wild turkeys that live in this area.
It's crazy. And they're very aggressive and they're nasty. Yeah.
Mm.
So if you need a turkey.
Do you hike by any turkeys? There's always a gaggle of turkeys in this one spot on our loop.
There's none in my neighborhood, no.
Oh, you got bees, but no turkeys?
I'm trying to think what else we got. I mean, we have deer.
Yeah. Deer everywhere.
And deer are everywhere in Mill Valley. Yeah. I haven't been to your house in a long time, but I do remember when you lived on that hill. I was driving home. It was nighttime, so I don't know what we did. Maybe it was the party at DiNardo's.
Oh, yeah, that's.
But anyway, I'm driving home, and there are deer all over those streets after, I don't know, 10 o'clock.
Oh, Just, yeah. They're
just
there
walking
all the time.
Around. Like, you could really hurt your car or buffet. Them.
And don't approach deer. Deer are actually dangerous. They will hurt you.
They will?
Yeah. They can
never heard that.
No, they can be very aggressive if you corner them.
Well, why are you cornering a deer?
Yeah. Because everyone's like, oh my God, Bambi.
Oh my, what?
You ever get attacked by a deer?
No. Mm-hmm. No.
No, but he walks around with a, you know, shotgun.
That is true. Probably so a little bit safer than me. Just going, in fact, oh my God, it's so cute. Look, it's a little baby.
What do you call your thing that you sit in?
Deer stand.
The deer stand. He's in a deer stand with a gun.
Come on over and attack me.
They won't. No, yeah. Then they don't show up. Walking down the street, they're everywhere.
I started this one and kind of botched it, but I wanted to mention it because I had to go get my kid a nightlight the other day, and it was like this whole thing to get a good nightlight for
a nightlight.
A nightlight. Not just the kind you plug into the thing, but like an actual one you turn on and gives off a little more light. 29% of American adults admit they're afraid of the dark. 24% say, I sleep with a nightlight every night. 10% say, I sleep with the lights on, period.
Oh.
Flip the lights on.
10% of American adults sleep with the lights on.
I can't even imagine. I mean, I understand the occasional nap. You know, if you're beat, and you lay down and you fall asleep while you're in front of the TV, sure, the lights are on. But to go to bed with that?
Yeah.
I don't get it at all.
I'm like full blackout mode. Like, I don't want to be able to see the hand in front of my face. No lights on any. You can't believe how many freaking lights are in your room now, too.
Even
my fan has a light.
And you go and tape all those down.
I'd use electrical tape.
Did your kids have night lights until they were into high school?
No.
Oh, they were. Okay.
But they also had devices at some point. You know, who knows how late they were staying up with those things.
Well, and that goes all the way back to our childhood. I didn't do this, but I know people who got under the covers and turned their radio on. And stayed in bed until all hours just listening to the radio, which is cool.
Yeah.
I wish more people were doing that today. That'd be wonderful, but
I'd read at night. So sometimes I would fall asleep with a light on because I was reading my book. But these days you don't need that. You just turn your iPad down as far as it'll go light-wise and read that. That's got to be good for you.
Just sure.
Staring at a screen.
800-400-3697 is our text line, and Maddie's on the show.
415, experts say any kind of light can affect your sleep, even a small LED. 707 says, a group of turkeys is a rafter.
A rafter of turkeys.
Not a gaggle. Gaggle is geese.
Huh. What is it, a flock of chickens? A clutch of chickens?
I don't know.
I'm not a farmer.
Maybe somebody will text in.
Yeah.
Farmers
I love
out
those,
there?
Though. Oh, we should. You know what? Let's do a game with that. Like, don't say any more of them. And and let's make that the game today.
All right. Done deal.
Great.
510, Marty, come to Albany, Berkeley. There are wild turkeys all over the place. Bring your shotgun.
And please don't bring your shotgun. I'm sure nobody in Albany and Berkeley want you shooting turkeys.
I should change my name to Marty. I get texts from Marty all the time.
I also think that a wild turkey is probably not what you think of when you think of them.
They're very, like, we used to hunt turkey, and that's what we had for Thanksgiving. They're very lean, so you don't get as much.
Yeah, like the ones we buy have like the whole, like, bioengineered breast. Yeah. Giant fat turkey legs. Don't shoot the wild turkeys.
Geese are okay, though. Get rid
of
them.
Yeah, definitely.
They're the worst. Just the worst. Dumb geese. 707. Lost 45 pounds with GLP-1. People treat me totally differently, but I also have more confidence and approach life differently.
Wow. Oh, there's something to that, too.
It is crazy.
Somebody else backing that up from the 408. What's up, 408? Hey, Sarah, maybe the 40% of people using GLP-1s, a ton of them just gain more confidence to ask for that raise or try to get into that new position to move forward. Dropping 20 to 50 pounds can change your mindset in terms of what you can achieve and in other places in their lives.
Yes, that is. I'm sure that's a factor in that whole thing.
But also people like skinny people.
Honestly, that's how it felt. Just hearing that stat makes me think, obviously biased we are.
For most people, that is a life-changing weight loss. For Jelly Roll, that's just the beginning. He's got a long way to go. But for For most of us, you lose 20 pounds.
You've lost 10% of your body weight.
You have to go buy new pants.
Right.
650, I have a light in my hallway bathroom just so my kids can get up and pee if they have to in the night. Danielle in Livermore, listening on Odyssey.
Nice.
Hey, Danielle.
Danielle's got it down. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, a crazy plot twist for the BBC. And sorry about this, Stranger Things fans.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.